to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, line, line.
And welcome back to Campus Wentworth. It is Tuesday, September 10th, and you are listening to WitWorks Radio. It is our first episode back from the semester, and you are here listening to Abby Pober and
Rhea Kalinowski.
Welcome back, Rhea.
Welcome back.
Are we so excited for the fall?
So excited.
So I thought today we would, rather than jumping into something super serious while students are, you know, getting the groove of classes and everything, we just give everybody a quick update about what our office is up to this semester. Oh my gosh, summer is over.
Summer's over. So sad.
Not from the calendar perspective, but it is over as far as semesters are concerned.
And pumpkin spice is here.
Pumpkin spice is here is right, and sweaters. So all of that is really great. But we've got a super jam-packed fall for everybody.
It's so exciting.
Oh my gosh, we've been busy. Some of you have been on campus all summer. Some of you have been on co-op. Some of you have been home, maybe working summer jobs at home. And we've been busy here.
So busy.
So we've got a series of events and a whole new thing for Co-op Institute.
It's exciting. Let me tell you. Okay. Yeah. So if you are someone who's going on co-op in the spring or even next summer, hopefully you signed up for Co-op Institute for this semester. Just a reminder, Co-op Institute is a partial semester course that students take to learn about resumes, cover letters, interviewing tips, networking, job search, LinkedIn, pretty much everything related to the co-op process. So again, if you are someone who's going on co-op this spring or this coming summer and you haven't taken Co-op Institute yet, you have until Thursday, which is the ad drop deadline, to sign up for that. And part of what we're offering this fall in conjunction with Co-op Institute is a series of workshops. It's called Co-op Institute Plus.
I love that.
I do too.
It's such a great name.
It's so great.
It's got such a good logo.
I know. Oh my gosh. Who came up with that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And what I do like to remind you is that Co-op Institute students must attend one of these workshops, but they're open to everyone on campus. So actually next week, September 17th, we are partnering with the Center for Academic Excellence to offer a professional communication workshop. And that is going to be a panel of faculty and advisors from the Center for Academic Excellence and Co-op's Careers for an informal conversation about how to communicate and kind of advocate for yourself effectively and professionally in college, the workplace, and beyond. And refreshments will be served, so definitely check that out. And that, again, is September 17th. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. in the new building, CEIS 300. So head on over there next week and join us because that'll be really exciting.
And then it looks like you have, so next week it looks like you got two events going on.
That's right, Tuesday and Wednesday. On Wednesday, we have an evening workshop with Bridget McNamee from Wellness, and that's going to be 5 to 6 p.m. in Wentworth 307, and that's going to be about managing the co-op search anxiety. So if you've partaken in a co-op search before, you may know that, you know, it's a lot. It's kind of a lot. And on top of going to classes, you kind of have to plan time for, you know, applying to positions. And it can be kind of nerve-wracking to, like, keep sending your resume out and maybe you're not hearing back. So kind of Bridget's going to talk about how to manage that anxiety. One important piece of that, obviously, is meeting with your co-op advisor. But if you want some additional tips and tricks, definitely attend that on September 18th from 5 to 6 p.m. in Wentworth 307.
Awesome. And then do we want to keep talking about Co-op Institute or do we want to...
Why don't we do it like what comes next?
Great.
It's the fair.
Perfect. So the next thing that... Actually, so the next in between... Those sessions that Rhea just mentioned and then the next ones that'll come after the fair, we have a whole series of things to help you prepare for our annual Fall Co-op and Career Fair. So the Fall Co-op and Career Fair is on October 2nd. That is a Wednesday. It is from 3 to 6 p.m. in Tansy Gym.
Write it down now.
Yeah, save the date, write it down. You're going to be getting a couple of emails from the department, not a ton, but you'll see it in the W and you'll see it in your email from co-ops and careers at wit.edu a handful of times. So search for those. But if you just log on to WitWorks, whether you have the app, the Simplicity Jobs and Careers app, or you just go onto your web browser and log in as if you were doing a search, you'll see under the events section the opportunity to register to come to the career fair. We really recommend that you register to attend. That means you get a pre-printed name tag that is color-coded by your major. The employers know what the color coding means, and it also has your major listed on it. So don't worry about if you don't know if you're colorblind or whatever. We include the major on your name tag, but it's really important because it's actually how employers know that you planned ahead of time, and that gives you a big leg up when you're trying to network and search because you're not handwriting your name tag. So that's why we want you to register. But we also have some things set up in the week prior to the fair to help you get ready. And that starts with, you're going to see an info booth out on the quad starting on September 27th and September 30th. You'll see myself and Kristen Ekman, our operations coordinator, out on the quad in the Leopard booth. We're going to be handing out snacks. We haven't decided what they are yet, but we're going to be handing out some snacks and helping you register for both the Co-op and Career Fair and Mock Interview Day, which I'll talk about Mock Interview Day a little bit later. Nice. But we have these two events to help you network and then practice your interviewing skills. And so if you have any questions, come stop by the info booth, which will be at the Leopard booth. And then on September 27th and 30th, our fantastic Co-op and Career Advising staff will be available for drop-ins pretty much all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in both the library and the Co-ops and Careers office. So this is an important time for you to come in and get your resume checked out. That's really the primary thing you want to be bringing because that's what you need to bring with you. That's kind of your trading card at the career fair, at the Co-op and Career Fair, is your resume. So you want to make sure that that's looking really good in time for the event.
And if you have any questions about the fair or you want to practice your professional introduction, that's also time that you could stop by and chat with one of us as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to be answering some of those questions too at the info booth. So if you have, you know, you're worried that your drop-in isn't going to be, you have so much to do on your resume, but you still have some questions and you might not be able to fit it all in, stop by the info booth. Kristen and I can help you with some of those a little easier questions, we'll call them, the less technical revisions. And then it is strongly encouraged that you dress professionally to go to the Co-op and Career Fair and Mock Interview Day. But for before the Co-op and Career Fair, we actually open up Witwear for some extended hours. So we have, outside of our regular Witwear hours, which you'll see on the website posted as soon as we know what they're going to be, we also have on September 30th, it will be open from 12 to 8 p.m. And then on October 1st, it'll be open from 10 to 4 p.m. And that's giving you an opportunity to borrow some professional attire if you don't have any on campus or you just don't own any, which is totally normal. So we want to make sure that you are dressed professionally, but not extending yourself beyond what you need to be. So that's what that's there for. And then the night before the fair, we are inviting employers to campus to host and ask the manager panel workshop for you to attend. So we're going to be having hiring managers who will be attending the Co-op and Career Fair on campus the night before so that you all can ask questions about what it is that employers are looking for when they are recruiting at these types of events.
That's great.
Yeah.
And do you have an idea of when that'll, like what time?
So great question. The Ask the Hiring Manager event is going to be from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. My little flyer here still says to be determined. So I think we're still trying to find a space on campus for that.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned on the location, but it'll be, you know, kind of a bigger lecture hall or room. So we want as many students as possible to come.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely attend that. And again, Witwear, if you're not sure what to wear to the fair, like nice slacks, nice shoes, no sneakers, no jeans, a button-up shirt, a tie, if you'd like. Sometimes people wear suit jackets. So just when we say dress professionally, that's kind of what we mean. And Witwear is available to borrow clothes for that, like Abby mentioned, as well as if you have an interview coming up this semester or if you have a really cool presentation that you're giving in class, you can borrow clothes for those things as well.
And everything is dry cleaned every time it is worn. So when we get donations for Witwear, we send it out for dry cleaning, regardless of whether we were told they were dry cleaned or not. And then we also send them out after every time they're borrowed. So it's always clean. And if you're looking for some inspiration about what Rhea is talking about when she just described that, we actually have a handout on our website that kind of aligns exactly with the the guidelines that Rhea just gave for what professional attire means. Perfect. So check out the website, and we'll be sharing that handout as well. So this is a good time actually to plug our social media, which is a really great place to go if you're not, if you remember we talked about something but you can't remember what it was, go to our Twitter account, because we've probably tweeted about it too. So our Twitter is at WIT Co-ops and Careers, and that is just a catch-all place for you to find out, for us to post the types of events and then resources for you to improve your skills with your co-op and job search.
Great. Yeah.
Cool.
Love the Twitter.
So then you've gone to the co-op and career fair.
Excellent.
Now what?
So on October 7th, which is the week after, Becky Smith from our office is going to be putting on a long distance job search workshop as part of, again, this Co-op Institute Plus series that we're putting on. And that will be another evening workshop. It's 5 to 6 p.m. again in Wentworth 307. So if you're someone who is looking for a co-op outside of Boston, maybe you want to move to California, or you want to head back to wherever your home state is and do a co-op there, she's got some great tips and tricks for how to go about doing that. So check that out.
That's awesome, because your co-op and job search does not need to be limited to what's available in WITWorks.
Exactly.
And what's available based on the relationships that we have been able to build as an institution. We want you to, the more you actually bring to us, the bigger our relationships become, the broader they become. So we kind of want you to get out there.
That's right.
So let's say somebody has, they found a job that they want to apply for.
Yes.
And they need to write a cover letter.
Yes.
What's next?
So that same week, we're offering a cover letter deep dive with Professor Javal Rosellis, and that will be a lunchtime workshop from 12 to 1 in Wentworth 206, and that's October 9th. So this, you know, we do cover cover letters in Co-op Institute, but this will be an opportunity to really get at the actual building of the cover letter and how you can make that really stand out. So that would be a great opportunity for you to attend that.
I think I want to go to that one.
Yeah.
And then are you doing the next level LinkedIn?
I am.
Oh, no, that happens after the mock interview day. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot going on, everyone.
There is a lot.
So before that event with Rhea, we have mock interview day, which is on October 2nd. And that
22nd.
Is 22nd. Sorry, October 22nd.
October 2nd for the fair, October 22nd for mock interview day.
It's pretty easy to remember because it's right. Just 2 plus all 20. So pretty easy to confuse as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So mock interview day is held in Watson Auditorium every year, and it's from 3 to 6 p.m. And this is a really cool event because it gives you an opportunity to practice your interviewing skills with a couple of different employers. So we bring in about 45 different employer representatives, and they host, we have a series of 5 sessions of interviews where you're kind of, it's broken out into 45 minutes. There's some transition time in there and some time for feedback. So the actual interview lasts about a half an hour. And we give the employers kind of questions that help you answer those behavioral questions, those generic questions that every single one of us is gonna get. What's your greatest strength? What's your greatest weakness? That sort of thing. So this is an event for you to not so much focus on your technical interviewing skills, but your ability to talk to anybody in an interview, because you're not just going to be interviewing necessarily with your the people you're directly working with. You're going to also have to interview with your HR, with the HR department maybe, and maybe the department head who isn't in the day-to-day technical work. They're not going to be asking you coding questions. So it's important that you're well-rounded in the way that you approach an interview, and that's what this event is designed for. So you don't actually know the employer you're meeting with, but you will know the types of majors that they hire for. So you have an opportunity to sort of put yourself with an employer that is relevant to the work that you might be doing without really knowing. And that's by design, actually. But we also encourage you to sort of mix it up. Go meet with employers you wouldn't necessarily meet, be hired by. And then as you work, what a good strategy is to sort of sign up for interviews with employers. Like, let's say you're a computer science major and you see that we have architecture employers and construction management employers and then some computer science and electrical engineering employer. So maybe you go for your first interview with an architecture employer, and then you go to your second interview with a construction management employer, and then you go and you select your third practice interview with a computer science employer, and maybe that's where you're really trying to impress that person to test your skills and what you've learned in that short period of time. Is that a good description of the event, Rhea?
Yeah, you get a chance to practice your interviewing skills and kind of network as well. So You're speaking with employers, you're practicing that skill, you're getting some great feedback, so that when you actually do go on interviews, you have that practice kind of under your belt and you feel a little bit less anxious about it, because interviewing, everyone gets anxious about interviewing. And if you have the opportunity to practice beforehand, it just makes you a stronger interviewee.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to do more than one. You can choose to do just one practice interview, but we do find that it's super effective if you do at least two. So look out for how to register for that. We're about to publish the those interview times in the next week or so. And then actually you'll also be able, when we're at the info booth helping you register for the career fair, we'll also be able to help you register for mock interview day then. So fear not. We're going to help you.
Very good. So after you do your mock interviews, I'll be offering a workshop that same week called Next Level LinkedIn. That's October 24th, 12 to 1 in Wentworth 307. So if you have started building a LinkedIn profile and are not sure what to put on it or want to kind of take it to the next level, go ahead and attend that and I can help you with your LinkedIn.
And then, so I was just touching upon your technical interviews. So you, some of you are actually asked in interviews to code and to
solve problems.
Maybe you're asked to like ideate and do some design thinking on the fly. So on October 29th, Co-op Institute Plus is offering a Hack the Technical interview. And do you know who's hosting that?
Sarah Dell from our office is bringing in a couple of employers.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. I think Rocket Software might be one of them.
Oh, neat. Okay.
I had heard we're always trying to pin down the exact details, and sometimes colleagues end up shuffling around. So we kind of sometimes know what the employees are, but it's always they're busy, as you can understand, especially if you've been on co-op. So it can be a bit of an enigma until the very last moment.
But there will be employees there.
There will be.
So show up either way. And that will be October 29th from 4 to 5 p.m. in Wentworth 307. Hack the technical interview. So that should be a really great opportunity for you to get a better understanding of what a technical interview may look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 30th, that next day, we're having a lunchtime workshop on conflict mediation. So that will be all about navigating difficult conversations in the workplace. So whether you have to interact with a manager who might be tricky to work with, or you have a colleague that could be a little bit difficult, Joe Fisher from the housing department is going to kind of walk students through how to kind of go about those.
That's huge.
And then again, that'll be 12 to 1 October 30th.
Those are skills you'll always be grateful to have.
I know. I might attend that one.
Yeah, me too. And then the following week on November 6th, this demystifying the onboarding process. Why would people want to know about how to demystify the onboarding process?
So often when you start a new job, there's a whole lot of paperwork that you have to fill out. And students going out on their first job might be like, what is all this? And so we're bringing an employer from Boston Water and Sewer to kind of go over what that paperwork looks like, what it means, what paperwork you may need to bring with you on your first day. So that'll be a great opportunity to just kind of get a peek into what your first day kind of looks like at a new job.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, I mean, I think this is one of people's favorite part about co-op, but you earn money while you're on co-op, which
Yay.
Is pretty cool, in addition to gaining skills that will become invaluable to you.
Right.
That's really the most important part, but you do earn money.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you budget it?
That's right. On November 7th, we have Katie Paquin from Financial Services running a workshop on how to budget what you earn on co-op. And that'll be 5 to 6 p.m. in Wentworth 207. So you'll get an idea of, you know, if you have money coming in, where is it going, how to kind of set limits on what you spend so you don't blow it all that semester.
So smart. And then the following week.
Yeah, we have a great networking event. So we will, Copus and Careers will be partnering with the alumni office to put on a large-scale networking event in about mid-November. So definitely check back for more details about that.
Great. So I know we just threw a ton of information out of our audience and students specifically. What is the general theme about this fall that we want to communicate to everybody?
We're here to help you.
We're here to help you. We want to help you prepare. We want to help you network. We want to help you practice.
Right.
So that you can go out there and get the job that you want, to get the job that you envision yourself in. We want to make sure that you have all the tools and skills to get there.
That's right.
And all the connections. We're here to bring you connections. So I actually didn't mention this, but so far we have just about 140 employers registered for the Co-op and Career Fair already. And we're expecting, you know, somewhere between 180 and 190 at the end of the day.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be huge.
That's great.
And those are all available on WITWORKS. I also want to plug our website. So we'll have, as we get closer to each of these dates, there'll be more and more information available on the website about them. So keep checking back at coopsandcareers@wit.wit.edu. And you'll look under the events tab. There's like an events calendar page and then a page that's a landing page called student event information. So if you're, that's sort of a catch-all page where we summarize a lot of information. So if you don't see the information you're looking for in the specific event, head on over to the page labeled student event information.
Great.
Is there anything else we can think of?
So in terms of who should attend the fair, if you are going on co-op in the spring, if you're going on co-op in the summer, if you are a senior who's graduating either in the spring or summer, go to the fair. Even if you're a freshman, for freshmen, it's a great opportunity just to get an idea of what the fair looks like. So it can be a little bit overwhelming. So if you go as a freshman when there's not really any pressure for you to, find a co-op yet, you have an opportunity to kind of walk around and just get a feel for the event, see what companies are there that you might be interested in. As a sophomore planning your summer co-op, we will have another fair this spring. But again, it's an opportunity to kind of walk around, see what employers are there, maybe start talking to some employers, get a feel for them. Make sure you do some research on the companies before you attend so you don't just walk up to the booth and be like, so, what do you do? To say, hey, you know, I checked out your website. It seems really interesting. Can you tell me more about this project that you're working on?
And I want to plug the app again for that, because if you, for whatever reason, get to campus on the day of the fair and you haven't done your research, you can go onto the Simplicity Jobs and Careers app, and all of the employers are listed there with information. And so that's a tool for you to use. And you can use it before you get to the fair, but I like to plug the app, especially if you've forgotten, because you can quickly look up and you can do things on the fly and you can get ahead with, even if you've sort of dropped the ball a little bit.
Awesome.
So that's just a great tool for you.
Yeah.
And I also want to mention, we are already getting employers. So if you're looking for a summer co-op,
I know
we are already getting employers who are trying to close out those positions before the fall ends.
Crazy.
So if you're searching for summer, it's competitive, mm-hmm. and you definitely want to be going to this fair.
That's right.
Because those employers are coming to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And same goes for seniors. If you can come after co-op, we're here till 6. Employers will be here till 6. And some employers are trying to close out positions that they want to hire for next summer, too.
For full time. Yeah. So freshmen, come and take a look. Sophomores, come and kind of start networking. Juniors going on spring co-op, you need to come, you know, dressed professionally, bringing several copies of your resume, having done your research, and start talking with those employers. Practice your professional introduction so you can walk right up to the booth and say, introduce yourself and what you're interested in, and ask a little bit specifically about their company. And another thing we'll have at the fair is a LinkedIn photo booth. So if you are starting to build your LinkedIn profile or want to update the picture you have on there, it's another great opportunity because you already be dressed up. Get a professional photo taken to enhance your LinkedIn profile.
Yeah, that's all great.
Great.
It's all really great. And I can't really think of a reason why you wouldn't want to go to the fair. Unless you've already been hired.
Yeah.
For all of your co-ops and your full-time job.
For the rest of your life.
Because even if you already have your spring co-op nailed down, you're still going to be looking for a fall co-op.
Or a full-time job.
So you can still network. You can tell them that you've already accepted your spring co-op and that you'd be looking for the fall. Employers will remember that.
That's right.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Drop-in hours for the fall semester are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 1:30 to 4 p.m.
That's right.
Check with your advisor if you're looking to see them specifically when they are scheduled, but you are welcome to visit with any of our advisors during those times.
Yep, mine Rhea's are on Wednesday, so if you want to speak with me 1:30 to 4 on Wednesday, come by.
And I also just want to make a reminder about a change for the mechanical engineering students. If you haven't already made, if you haven't checked your email or you aren't aware, we have two advisors who are now splitting the major. And so if you are a student with the first, with the last names of A through L, your advisor is Caitlin Bryson. Also, if you are an international student in the mechanical engineering department, you, your advisor is Caitlin Bryson, regardless of your last name. And then if your last name is M through Z, your advisor is Mary Federico.
Both very great advisors.
Wonderful. They're wonderful advisors. And I think that those are really all the big things. But we'll be back next week.
All right.
Awesome. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Welcome back.